And Amy in Slidell. Amy, are you there?
I'm here.
It's a sad night, right?
Yes, it is. Very sad.
You listen to Kid and the whole crew every morning? And
I do.
Tell us,
every morning.
Tell us what's on your mind.
I just feel like we turned on the radio every day and invited Kid Craddock and his whole crew into our family. But more than that, he invited us into his. And for the last 15 years, every morning, I've been invited into his life. And my prayer tonight is to Caroline, his daughter, and all of the other family members that he allowed us to get to know through the show.
He really did every day. I mean, it was just, you know, his daughter and countless. We were all his family, you know?
Yes.
Not biologically, but we were all in his family.
We were, and he definitely made us all feel that way.
Thank you very much, Amy, calling from Slidell. We'd love to get you on the radio at 260-9797, 888-340-9797. Twitter, going crazy, trying to get to it right now. Also, Facebook, I know you're out there. We will get to you, and definitely want to find out what you want to say tonight as we continue. And if you haven't heard, Kid Craddock passed away today here in New Orleans on the West Bank at his kids. Country at the country club for the kids golf tournament. And we'd love to find out what you have to say tonight here on B97.
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river.
We are all the hits B97. I'm Jammer, and today is a very shocking, to say the least, sad day here in New Orleans. And our family, Kid Craddock in the Morning family, and everybody listening to B97, you know him, you love him. And today he was, this weekend he was in town, doing everything he could, you know, to get out and meet everybody and for his charity, Kids, doing his golf tournament today. He fell ill after 1 o'clock today and he passed away. As a DJ, you're supposed to always have words and, today, just don't have them. So we're asking you to call up and tell us and everybody else listening right now, one big, huge family gathered together, what he meant to you. And we have Brittany here on the line. Brittany, you're from Bay St. Louis, right?
Yes, sir.
Just got off work, heard the news?
I did. And I'm completely shocked. I really am. I have no idea what to say. I mean, I know I didn't personally know him. I've never met him in my life. He never knew my name, but I woke up with this guy every day for the past 10 years since I could drive.
Right.
And it's shocking. I mean, I'm seriously a loss for words. Yeah. I found out through Facebook and I was on my way home, but I mean, I could not believe it.
Well, it was so shocking to us that that's why we waited for a long time before we made any announcement. Because you have these hoaxes sometimes that, you know, this one did this and, you know, on the internet and on Facebook. We tried to respect the family and the company of, you know, the Kid Craddock Company and the crew that are still here in New Orleans, some of them. And we just want to make sure that it was correct. And we felt that this was the right time to come on the air and explain to everybody what happened today and to really get your feedback on everything and what Kid meant to you.
Exactly. And it's so weird to me that, you know, I mean, I laughed on the show. I laughed listening to him. I cried listening to him so many times. Everything, you know, that they would talk about, I felt like I was just sitting, I know it's by myself in the car, but I felt like I was just sitting around a group of friends and, you know, I couldn't really give my feedback on what they were talking about, but I agreed with, you know, at least one of them. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, one of them has my back, but
right.
I tell you what, the one thing that kind of has me kind of just seeing the silver lining here is that I am comforted knowing that he's up there on my side now.
Absolutely.
And he's, you know, he's there for it. He's completely there for us now, and he's with the right person, and he's, you know, because he was an amazing person. I have no doubt in my mind that he's exactly where he should be.
He's looking down on all of us right now.
Exactly. And, you know, if I could request a song, I know it's not, you know, what B97 usually plays, but Carrie Underwood has a song that just came out. And it's called See You Again, and it is amazing. And I think it'll help a lot of people. It's not completely depressing and sad, but we will see him again. We will.
Brittany, great words. Thank you very much. And we're going to look for that song. Okay. Thank you. We're all going to not have a good night tonight, but at least we're all talking with each other about this. Thank you very much, Brittany, for calling. We have another Brittany calling in from Mandeville. Brittany, you still there? Brittany, are you there? All right, we have Yves from Ponchatoula. Are you there, sir?
This is Brittany.
Oh, Brittany, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Brittany and Mandeville?
Yes.
You want to talk a little bit about, more about Kid Craddock?
Yes, I did. I wanted to say I had the opportunity of meeting him a couple times in New Orleans whenever he came down, and he had a major impact on my life. Not only for the things that he did, and a very selfless person, I got to meet him, like I said, and I spoke with him, and he told me just a few short words, and he told me, you know, don't give up on your luck and always believe in yourself, and anything you do, give it 100%.
Very powerful and words.
He always had such a strong message for not just myself, but everybody, and that kind of stuck with me throughout the years, and I really believe that it made me a better person, because if it wasn't for him saying that to me, I would have never, you know, been able to help people and give it my all in anything I do, you know, just anything, just kind of, he's just got a powerful message, you know?
Absolutely. Brittany, thank you very much. Kid was our hero. We're hearing it over and over and over again in your words tonight as we remember Kid Craddock in the morning here on B97. Will be our hero. Kid Craddock passed away today on the West Bank. Shocking news. Whew. Take a deep breath. We couldn't believe it all day long. We've been hearing rumors and tweeting and this, that, and the other thing, and it happened. And a little bit after 10:30 this afternoon or this evening, his radio station in Dallas made the official announcement. We waited as long as we could, out of respect to his family, of course, our listeners, to make sure that it was true. Still didn't have the information in front of us, and here's where we are tonight. We're asking you to call up and give us what Kid Craddock in the morning meant to you every morning. So we have Eves from Ponchatoula. Eves, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. I know you woke up with him every day.
Yes.
On the way to work every day. Made you laugh every day. Tell us a little bit about it.
Of course. I've actually been to the show twice in Dallas. And they were just some down-to-earth people. And both times after the show, he came out and talked to the fans. And both times, I was like maybe one or two, three people there, but he still came out and talked to you, and he was down-to-earth. He didn't act like a big shot.
Right.
He acted like a down-to-earth guy, and he greeted you, and he talked to you. He was very, very friendly.
Everybody everywhere has the same thing about Kid. He was always, he loved people. You know, that's his deal. That's why you get into radio, and that's why you do all these different things. And he was, 100%. Loving the audience every single day. And he will truly, sincerely be missed. Eves, thank you very much. We're going to go to Chelsea. Chelsea's in Metairie right now. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi.
You went to school with Kid every day?
Yeah, I did. And, I never really met him. But he probably had an effect on everybody.
It's like you knew him. It's like it was your neighbor or your, a cousin or something, or somebody that you knew in your family, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what to say, but, it just goes to, show and, tell you, live every day to your fullest and
just love the people that you're with, your family.
The people you have.
Right. And let them know it.
And let them know it and spend time with them while you can, because you never know. You just don't know.
Chelsea, thank you very much. Thanks for calling in tonight. Very sad night for all of us here at B97 and all of New Orleans and extended area. We have Olivia from Des Almonds. Olivia, how are you?
Yes. Yes. How are you?
Kid meant a lot to you, didn't he?
Yes, he did. I've listened to him since I was a little kid, actually.
Wow. He's been on the radio for a long time and here at B97 for a long time, too. What's one thing that really got you about Kid? What's, you know, somebody that you meet somebody and you love them and it's like, oh my God, we hit it off so perfectly. What's one thing that really did that with Kid?
Just the way he talked, the way he got you. He got you whenever, even if you didn't know him and you'd call in and he knew you.
Right.
It's like he knew how to talk to you. He knew how to make you happy. He knew how to make you sad. He just got you. It was just, he was just a great person.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's still shocking. I mean, I think everybody's in shock right now. I know I'm not the only one.
Not to cry.
I know. So you had a song in mind that you like to send out. What was that song again?
I Can Only Imagine. I know it's a gospel song. It's not B97 material, but that's all I can feel for him.
Thank you, Olivia.
I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
We are all the hits B97, a very sad day for all of us here in the family of B97. And of course, you, the listening family, you all over New Orleans. And if you're wondering what's going on, or maybe you're just tuning in, very, very sad, shocking day today. I have Teapot standing by here. Teapot, are you there?
Yes.
Let me just regroup and go through the story one more time here. That today, around 12 o'clock, 12 noon on the West Bank, Kid was in town with the whole crew. They had, you know, Jenna, it's JC, Big Al, Kelly, and of course, Kid. And today was a big day because he's been looking for this for months and months and months. Anything to do with kids, loving it, right?
Yeah.
Kids golf tournament at Timberling Country Club. And they got there at noon. We were taking pictures, having a great time. I had to leave and go over to the mall and get ready for that. They were going to be on their way over there. He was raising money for his favorite charity, as we all know, Kids. And right after 1 o'clock, he felt ill. They had to take him to the hospital. And that's all we heard for a long time. And then the rumor kept going and going and going that this happened and that happened. And we're like, no way, this can't be happening. And right around 10:30, 10:45 tonight, his station in Dallas announced that Kid did pass away today.
Yeah. I mean, it's all so surreal. I have people emailing me right now on Facebook, and it's like, you know, people are so upset. I mean, how do you listen to the radio in the morning on Monday, you know, knowing that familiar voice won't be there?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, he was in people's hearts, in their lives, every single day. It's like that friend that you always talk to while you're on your way to work. You know, he gave you something funny to think about while you were sitting at work or school. You know, just, I mean,
if you think you could prepare yourself for this, you can't. I mean,
no.
It's just like, what? And it just sends, it's just, you can't prepare yourself for something like this.
No, death is always so, you know, it's one of those things you can't prepare for. Even if you know that it's coming,
right,
you still can't prepare yourself for it. The only thing you could do is just, you know, take comfort in knowing that person made a mark in your life and just remember it and smile about him. You know, things
right
that Kid did. Don't be afraid to laugh and cry and share your emotions with others, because if he touched your life, he touched others too.
And of course, we're not going to be playing slow songs forever, but I think it's appropriate now that people get their emotions out and let everybody hear what they have to say. And we welcome your call at 260-9797, 888-340-9797. Now, Teapot, you and Stevie have been here for a long time. You've worked with Kid. He's come to town. Give us a memory that you remember. It's like, oh my God, that's so Kid. I'm sure there's 100 of them.
Oh, yeah. There's so many memories. I think my favorite memory of Kid was when he came down for our meeting after Katrina. You know, the city had gone through so much.
Yep.
And Kid and, you know, and the whole show, they all came down here. And we were sitting at Cafe Du Monde. We kind of had like a town hall meeting type of thing.
Yep.
Where he was just talking to a bunch of different people who showed up about what was important about rebuilding our city. And it made me feel so good that he loved New Orleans. You know, he was all about rebuilding and everyone coming back, and he was concerned about how people were going to, you know, get along with having such a devastation like Katrina.
Yep.
And I think that's my favorite memory, just knowing that he was a loving and caring individual.
And I'm sure you can go on forever, and there's tons and tons of Kid Craddock stories that we could just talk about all night. Stand by, Teapot. I know you can't hear the phones. We're going to take a couple of calls here. Doug, he's been he lived in Slidell. Doug, you're here, right? You lived in Slidell. You live in Norfolk, and you heard the news tonight. Shocking, isn't it?
Very shocking. I couldn't believe it. I was out to dinner with a friend when I heard it. I've been stationed here for 2 years, and I was kind of bummed that Kid Craddock didn't play in the morning. And so I downloaded the app, and fortunately for the past 2 weeks, I've been in a school that started later. So I've been listening to the show for the past 2 weeks, and I couldn't believe it. I annoyed my friends just like talking about the show, about funny impersonations he does. I grew up with a guy. I remember every morning in high school just listening to it before I drive to school. It's really surreal. It feels like I'm losing a friend, actually.
And it feels like a really, really horrifying dream right now. It's like, really? Did this really happen?
Exactly. Like someone like that you wouldn't think would die. Like, you listen to him every morning.
So full of life every day. Yeah. You know?
It's such a happy guy. Great guy.
Yeah.
Doing so much for children. I still can't believe it.
Well, Doug, it's a very emotional night for everybody here in New Orleans and beyond, in Norfolk, just like where you are. And we appreciate your call, okay? And the memories and what Kid meant to you. Please keep them coming. We'd love to hear it from you. 260-9797 or 888-340-9797. We have Madison and Lafitte. Madison is not there anymore. So if you could call, just give us your daily rundown. Every morning waking up with Kid, how he made you feel. Usually very happy. I mean, he always made us cry once in a while with the kid stuff. And, man, he will be missed. Kid Craddock passed away today here in New Orleans. B97. We are all the hits, B97, and we are all together tonight because Shocking news earlier this afternoon and as it led into tonight, the passing of Kid Craddock in the morning. Kid Craddock in the morning died here in New Orleans. He was here for a great charity event. He was here to go to the Lakeside Shopping Center later this afternoon. Earlier, we had a couple of different great acts out there. It was Be Against Bullying. And the most unfortunate thing ever that could happened here in New Orleans. And Fox 4, a TV station in Dallas, reported they had a brain aneurysm. And again, we don't know the exact details. That's why we were so late telling you exactly what happened. But his home radio station in Dallas went on the air with it around 10:30, 10:45. And we felt that that was the right time to come on the radio and just let you know exactly what happened. That Kid Craddock passed away here in New Orleans on the West Bank. It was sometime in the afternoon. We'll give you all the details once we get everything laid out for you and exact. We don't want to chance anything, and we want to make sure that we give you all the correct details. And we're asking you to call us up at 260-9797 or 888-340-9797 to tell us what Kid Craddock in the morning. Huge morning show here in New Orleans. Everybody loved Kid. Everybody loved Kelly. I mean, I could just imagine. Teapot, maybe you're standing by here. Hopefully you're still there.
Yeah, I'm here.
I mean, working with the guy so close every day. I mean, we have Kelly, we have Big Al, we have JC and Jenna and the whole crew. Just flooring news. I mean, you know, again, we're supposed to always have the right words. There are no words for what happened today.
No, there's nothing that you can say. You know, there's never a perfect thing that you can say in a time like this. It's just awful.
I mean, it's shattering and it's just wow. I mean,
I'm getting like you know, emails and posts on my wall on Facebook just from people sharing so many memories. And I think that's the thing that will get everybody through. You know, that's the comforting
right.
part, the memories.
Absolutely. Teapot, if I come right back to you in a couple of seconds, can you go to the Facebook pages and help me read some of the notes that have been left up there?
Sure.
Because I'm not able to do that right now, but I'm getting to it, and I want to get a couple more calls on the radio. Thank you very much, Teapot. Be right back in a minute. Let's go to the phone lines here. We have Madison in Lafitte. Madison, I know that you were crying off air here a couple of seconds ago. I know a kid meant a lot to you. Madison, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. It's like... Kid was like a big inspiration in my life.
Tell us how.
Because like he would put forth effort to do stuff for all these other people. Like he cared for everybody else
mm-hmm.
more than himself.
He was our hero. Like I said a couple of minutes ago. I mean that song is truly about him. Just a hero for the terminally ill, for the chronically ill here in New Orleans, and just everybody. You know, he was a positive ray of light in the world that we live in nowadays. You know.
Yes. He was, and I listened to him like every morning, like because my mom would let me listen to him, and like when I was younger, I didn't like really understand what was happening, and then he just like made me smile like every morning.
Of course, he did. Absolutely, that's what he did. That's why he came to work every day. You know, that's what he did, and that's what he loved doing. And man, it's just going to be a big, huge hole to fill, and nobody's going to be able to fill his shoes the way he did it, the way that Kid did it.
Yeah, like he was so important to everybody, and he like put a smile on everybody's faces, and I don't know, it's not going to be the same without him.
Right, Madison, we appreciate you, your call, and your words. Thank you so much. Very emotional. Again, like Teapot said, if we can go back to you, Teapot. I mean, it's just everybody's words and everybody's calls tonight are getting us through all together.
Yeah.
Do you have a couple of any Facebook messages that we can read on the radio here?
Yeah, just hold on, let me get to it. Just a bunch of people just saying like, oh my gosh, this is so sad. I can't believe it. One person wants to know how everyone at the station is holding up after the sad news, you know? I mean...
And you know, I got to be honest with you. We came on late with it because we just didn't know. I mean, it went crazy on Twitter and Facebook and all that. But we really wanted to make sure that we were doing the right thing and waiting for kids people to tell us that it was okay. And his station in Dallas went on the radio and they announced it. And that's when we did, too.
Yeah.
You have to be respectful in those times, you know.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Stand by, Teapot. Thank you very much. Kim from Covington. Kim, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Kim, I know that Kid meant a lot to you every single morning waking up.
Oh, absolutely, definitely. Going on the way to school, you listen to him, and you like anything he'd talk about, that'd be the topic of your whole day. Like,
absolutely.
You'd constantly just talk about it all day, and you'd just be excited for the next morning.
Like every single day, Monday through Friday, I mean, they were always on point. You know what I mean?
Oh, every day. There was not a day that went by that wasn't something that was so interesting to listen to.
Yeah. And, you know, to laugh. I mean, Kid would not want us to sit here and cry and cry and cry for days. I mean, he wants us to laugh. And, you know, that's just the way that's who he was, you know?
Yes, that is exactly who he was. And I can understand it's definitely hard for you guys at the station and you guys going on the air right now. That means a lot to everyone out here.
It's flooring, and we appreciate your call, Kim. Thank you very much. And we love to have you and your words about what Kid meant to you every single morning, part of our family, waking up, driving the kids to school. Kid passed away here today in New Orleans. Very, very sad day.
The memory.
We are all the hits, B97, and tonight the sad news that we lost a family member. Kid Craddock in the morning passed away here in New Orleans this afternoon, and a Teapot standing by. I know that maybe you just turned on the radio. People are leaving the radio. People are coming in. If you haven't heard that earlier this afternoon, Kid was taken to the hospital. He felt ill. And after all day of trying to figure out what was going on and hearing things, and late, right around 10:30, 10:45 is when we felt comfortable going on the air with it, that it was not a rumor. It wasn't some kind of horrifying Facebook thing that everybody, you know, Teapot, you're there, right?
Yeah, that, it wasn't one of those death hoaxes like so many celebrities get, you know.
That happens weekly. That happens every week. And we just could not believe it. We're like, this cannot really be happening.
I know. I mean, it's just one of those things where it's sudden and you don't know how to feel. You know, it's not something that you knew was coming. It just, it snuck up on you. And now it's like, it's a shock.
And he was here doing such a great thing. And he was so pumped up. Last night we were hanging out with him a little bit. And today he was over at the on the West Bank in Gretna doing his kids golf tournament at Timberlane Country Club. And he was so happy to be there. He was shaking hands. He was, you know, loving the kids like he always does.
Yeah.
But life is fragile, fragile, as we all know.
It really is fragile, and you never know. That's why every single day, just appreciate every single day that you're here. You know, people in your lives that you love, tell them you love them, you know?
And he loved making people smile. He loved helping people, bringing joy to the chronically and terminally ill children that he did, like, every year. I mean, it was like a nonstop thing with kid.
He touched so many lives. I mean, do you know what it meant for those kids to be able to go to Disney World? I'm sure, like, I mean, he just touched so many lives. And I thank him, you know, for everything that he's done for all those terminally ill kids and the things that he does, he did for everyone, you know?
After Katrina, like you were just talking about 20 minutes ago.
That was
a big deal for New Orleans. I mean, you know, who knew that Katrina could really happen, and it did, and he was here, and he just loved everybody here.
Yeah, he was here, and he was making people smile. You know, we all had so much craziness going on all around us, but Kid came here. He took the time to make sure, you know, that we had smiles on our faces, that we knew that we could rebuild. It was just a magical thing that
he encouraged everybody to do that, and he was there helping rebuild too, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I know that Kid doesn't want us to cry all the time and be sad and play sappy music and music that'll, you know, just make you go, oh my God. So we're gonna go back to the regular format, and starting tomorrow at 12 noon, we're gonna do a full day of your calls and a tribute to Kid Craddock in the morning. So if you have a thought, and Teapot, I'm sure you'll be joining in a little bit here and there. If you have a thought, please put it up on Facebook. If you can go to B97.com, I believe we have a message board up at this point. Love to get your message and your feeling and your words, and we're going to put you on the radio tomorrow starting at 12 noon, and we would love to hear from you. Again, a very sad night. Teapot, thank you very much for helping out here tonight and sharing your thoughts on Kid, who's been a staple in New Orleans for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, Teapot, go to sleep, and I'm sure... Chloe is...
I'm actually sitting here burping her right now.
I hear it. So have a... Teapot, thank you, and good night, all right?
Thank you.
As we lost a family member here in New Orleans, Kid Craddock passed. This is WEZB and WEZB HD New Orleans, B97, the home of Kid Craddock in the morning.
Get your groove on in the mix all night long on B97.